Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, I will obey the Lord, based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. Son of man, thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house, which have eyes to see and see not. They have ears to hear and hear not, for they are a rebellious house. Therefore, thou son of man, prepare the stuff for removing, and remove by day in their sight, and thou shalt remove from thy place to another place in their sight. It may be they will consider, though they be a rebellious house. Only those who are willing to obey the commands of the Lord will find themselves in harmony with His will for their lives. However, those who are unwilling to obey the commands of God will find themselves living outside of the will of God. What a message from the Lord regarding the negative effects of being a rebellious person. When we read Ezekiel chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, we see the effects of having a rebellious spirit as children of the Almighty God. The word of the Lord said, Son of man, thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house, which have eyes to see and see not. They have ears to hear and hear not, for they are a rebellious house. Therefore, thou son of man, prepare the stuff for removing, and remove by day in their sight. And thou shalt remove from thy place to another place in their sight. It may be they will consider, though they be a rebellious house. When the prophet Ezekiel used the word rebellious, what does he mean? The Webster Revised Abridged Dictionary defines the word rebellious as disposed to rebel, insubordinate, defiant, of the nature of rebels or a rebellion, resisting government or unlawful authority, or lawful authority by force. The Noah Webster 1828 dictionary provides the following definition for the word rebellious: engaged in rebellion, renouncing the authority and dominion of the government to which alliance is due, traitorously resisting government or lawful authority. Now, this is a serious message that should remind us of the negative effects of being rebellious. Here, we see the Lord telling the prophet that because the people of God engage in renouncement of the authority of God, they have become foolish in the thinking and in their attitude towards things of God. Instead of being able to hear and understand the things of God, they were only able to participate in the things of the devil. Today, God is reminding us that we should not participate in rebellion against the pastor and elders in our church because God has appointed them as His representative. Whenever we rebel against the authority to rule over us, we are rebelling against God. Let us take a few minutes to examine what Matthew Henry has to say in his commentary on this passage of scripture. And I quote, "And here we see the reason why we must take this method. It is because they are stupid, dull, unthinking people that will not heed or will soon forget what they only hear of, or at least will not be at all affected with it. It will be made no impression at all upon them. Thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house, whom it is next to impossible to work any good upon. They have ears to hear. They have intelligent powers and faculties, but they see not. They hear not. They were idolaters, whose character it was that they were like the idols they worship, which have eyes and see not, ears and hear not." Note, those that are to be reckoned rebellious, that shut their eyes against the divine light and stop their ears to the divine law. The ignorance of those are willfully ignorant that have faculties and means and will not use them, insofar from being their excuse that it adds rebellion to their sin. None so blind, so deaf as those that will not see, that will not hear. They see not, they hear not, for they are a rebellious house. This cause is all from themselves. The darkness of their understanding is owing to their stubbornness of the will. Now this is the reason why we must speak to them by signs, as deaf people are taught, that they might be either instructed or ashamed. Note, ministers must accommodate themselves not only to the weakness, but to the willfulness of those they deal with, and with them accordingly. If they dwell among those that are rebellious, they must speak to them the more plainly and pressingly, and take that course that is most likely to work upon them, that they may be left inexcusable. End of quote. Today, God is reminding us of the negative effects of being rebellious. I pray that we will ask God to help us to be obedient to His command. I pray that we will continue to surrender our all to the total control of the Holy Spirit, so that we will not behave in the same manner as the children of Israel. Do you know that it was their rebellious actions that caused God to allow them to be taken into Babylonian captivity? Yes. It is important for us to realize that no matter how rebellious we may become, God will continue to reach out His hand so that we can be given an opportunity to be brought back into harmony with Him. I pray that we will ask God to help us to obey His command, so that we will not find ourselves in the same position as these individuals. I also pray that we will continue to surrender every area of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit, so that God can help us to remain faithful to Him in every single area of our lives. Let us pray. Father, what a word You provided us today. A sure reminder that, Lord, we can be as foolish as the idols we have set up. Inanimate. Eyes to see but see not. Ears to hear but hear not. Help us, Lord, never to be found in this position. Help us to surrender all to You, so that we will be able to walk in the path of righteousness, we pray, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.